Hello and welcome to another Lighthouse podcast. For those of you just joining us, my name is Jeff Glenn. I'm a pastor here at Lighthouse, and it's my pleasure and joy to take you through the Word. We've been going through John's first letter, and we've most recently seen that John has been talking about the Antichrist. And we see that he describes who that is in the 22nd verse of the second chapter here, where he says, "Who is a liar? But he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son." So last week we spoke at some length about the Antichrist. And we see here, John is using the phrase, Jesus is the Christ. And so we know that Jesus' last name was not Christ. We see here that John is saying that Jesus is the Christ. And so that should lead us to question, well, what does it mean that Jesus is the Christ? And so we know from that language and in other places in the Bible that this is more like a title than a name. And the Christ comes from the idea that Jesus is the fulfillment of Old Testament law and the prophets regarding man's sinful nature and the state that we're in and our need for a Savior. It has this idea that Jesus is the only one worthy and qualified to take the sins of man upon himself and provide that final atoning sacrifice to appease God's wrath towards man. And so the term that's used in the Old Testament, Messiah, means anointed one. And so it has with it all of this connotation of the person that will come and save God's people. And we see that from that, we see that Jesus in Hebrews 5:10 was divinely appointed to be this Messiah. And in John 5, we see that he's commissioned to be this Messiah. And then Acts 2:36, we see that he's accredited as Savior. And so we see that Christ is clearly depicted throughout the New Testament as this Savior. We know that from the prophets and the law, which the law showed our need for a Savior, and the prophets spoke of who this prophet would be. In Luke 13:33 and in other places, we see that Jesus acts in this office of prophet. And so a prophet would be one who spoke what God wanted them to speak, right? They would speak to the people from God. And we see in many places, Luke 33 is one of them, John 8:28, we see the requirements for that in Deuteronomy, but we see that Jesus speaking from God to the people, that he held that office. We also see that he held the priestly office. We see that in Hebrews 5:5-6 and Hebrews 5:2. And we see that the priest is the one who represents man to God. And so we see that Jesus fulfilled this office as well. And then we finally see that Jesus fulfilled the office of king. We see that in Matthew 2:2, and this is the one who has the authority to rule and reign over a people, or the one who is sovereign. And so we see Jesus as our sovereign as well. And so Jesus fulfilling these offices and eternally holding them currently means that he is the Christ. And so all of these components that go into the Christ, his shed blood that pardons and cleanses us, that provides redemption of sin and makes peace and reconciliation and provides intercession. We see that it brings about an everlasting righteousness, and his blood redeems us and sanctifies us. It's all of these things that are part of the title, the Christ, of which John is saying, those who deny that Jesus is the Christ, the one who has been appointed to be our atoning sacrifice to appease God's wrath, it's those people that are the Antichrist. They are of the spirit of Antichrist. And so as we go about our day today, we can be assured that this office of Messiah or Anointed One or Savior has been fulfilled in Jesus, and we can rest in that assurance today that our position eternally with God is secure through and in Jesus Christ. And so I hope you abide in him today and have a blessed rest of your week.
We'll be right back.